You, I'm fine with you. John Laughlin said, and of course, Father's Day, showers, thunders, and thunderstorms in 56. He's like, and of course, on Father's Day, it's going to rain and have thunder.
Maybe he's not a big fan of Father's Day.
I don't know. There's some deep psychological question going on there. Well, you know, the weekend's coming up, and a lot of times, even during the week, though, you'll find farmers markets starting to pick up, especially when the produce is there. And we've got someone here to help us get through that shopping at a farmer's market. We have Jesse Price, editor-in-chief of Eating Well. Good morning, Jesse. Thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here to talk about farmers markets with you guys. It's one of my favorite things to do on a weekend is go to the farmers market.
Here's my only problem, though, is they start so early. And sometimes on the weekend, I wake up and I'm like, darn, they've already, all the good stuff is gone. So I guess getting there early is probably a key to getting maybe the best produce.
You know what? There are a lot of keys to getting the best produce, because going to the farmers market is overwhelming. There is so much stuff there, so much gorgeous produce. And that's why, you know, we thought it would be a perfect idea to do a story that's all about how to crush the farmers market when you get there. And I would say tip number one, you already got it, is go early, because you are going to get the very best stuff. The varieties that are there first thing in the morning, it's totally amazing. So you'll get special, you know, purple Brussels sprouts, garlic scapes, purple okra or purple tomatillos, you know, just funky stuff that farmers maybe only grow a little bit of, and it's likely to sell out if you wait and go a little bit late.
So, I always wonder about making sure when I come in the farmer's market, I'm thinking, should I buy it now or should I look at who's selling tomatoes and where can I get the best deal? What tips do you have for that?
Well, I would say do a reconnaissance loop. So this is something that one of our experts told us for this story was do a loop, walk the whole market, scout it out, and decide what you want to buy. That way you can be a little bit more strategic and you will not run out of money or arms to carry all of that stuff before you make it through the farmer's market. So I love that tip, because I am definitely a person who is likely to get there and get so excited that I just start, you know, grabbing and buying all sorts of stuff, and then I'm like, oh my God, I've only made it down, you know, a tenth of the farmer's market, and I've got too much stuff here.
So are you saying one of the keys, obviously, if you want tomatoes, it's a good place to look for them, but I think you mentioned some purple Brussels sprouts and things of that nature. You go in with an open mind and kind of see what you think you could make something out of? Is that how to do it?
Yeah, you know, so, you know, being that I'm, you know, the editor of a food magazine, we're always trying to get people to plan their meals, plan it out. Hey, what are you going to have for dinner tonight? We're going to help you with that. With farmers market, I would say the exact opposite, and that is don't go with a plan. Do not bring a shopping list, because one of the most beautiful things about the farmers market is that it is a source of inspiration, and it's a place to go and see something you've never seen before and say, I'm going to try it. You know, and you can talk to the farmer right there. If they're growing the thing, they probably have a pretty good idea of what to do with it. So I would say, first off, ask them. A lot of farmers, actually, if they have funkier produce, they'll bring little recipe cards with them. They may hand you a recipe card. And then if they don't, obviously, you can come home, you know, look online, look in a magazine, and find recipes once you get home.
Talking today with Jesse Price, editor-in-chief of Eating Well, all about going out to the farmer's market. I guess if you see it at a farmer's market, it's in season, right?
Yeah, that is a good indication. So a lot of farmer's markets today have, you know, strict grower-only vendors. So that means that the actual growers that are there, the actual vendors are growing the stuff, which means that they're probably pretty close to you. Some farmers markets actually have a mile radius, so they say, you know, all the vendors have to be within 50 miles or within 100 miles. So if you know that all of the people there are growing the stuff and they're coming from within 100 miles, it's in season in your particular area.
How could you get the best deals, or where are you looking for things maybe that you're thinking, I don't have a lot of money to spend, but I'd still like to make it go as far as possible?
Well, you know, that's a great question. I mean, I would say, to be completely honest and realistic, I don't think the farmer's market is the place for the best deals. And in addition, you know, as we talked to farmers for this story, it became very clear that, we would not recommend going and haggling with them. You know, these people are putting their blood, sweat, and tears into the products that they're selling there. And so haggling is just not a great idea. But what you can do is go in and ask, do you have any seconds? And when you say seconds, it's really, you know, think about tomatoes, for example. As they're being transported from the farm to the market, you know, it's pretty likely that some of them are going to get bumped or bruised or a little poke in them. And so the farmer may have pulled some of those aside, thinking, I'm not going to sell those because they're a little less than perfect. And those would be considered seconds. But for you, it's perfectly okay. Go ahead and buy those. And those are great things to, you know, if you're going to can them or make sauce or make a gazpacho where you don't need an absolutely perfect blemish-free tomato, go ahead, and you may get a better deal, and those seconds will be perfectly fine for you.
What might we find at a farmer's market? We always think farmer's market, so it's growing out of the ground, but I know, you know, you'll get eggs there, people who maybe have honey. What other things do you think we can find at a farmer's market that we might be surprised about?
Well, I would say amazing, you know, you'll find crafts there. At my farmer's market, there's, you know, beautiful wooden salad bowls and wooden cutting boards and really neat sort of produce and food-inspired jewelry. But the other thing, back to the food, I would say is meat and cheese. You know, in a lot of areas of the U.S., you know, you've got great meat and cheese producers, and they will bring their goods to market. And I would say if you're going to be into buying meat and cheese, bring your cooler in your car and put ice packs in it. And then that way you can get your meat and cheese, go back to the car, throw your stuff in there, and then you can have, you know, a relaxing time finishing your shopping, maybe having a little breakfast, enjoying some music, and your real perishable stuff will be fine that way.
Jesse, is it a necessity to bring cash in this day and age, or do a lot of places accept the cards?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, absolutely, you don't have to bring cash, but, you know, we are recommending you do bring it. There are some vendors who will only take cash. They're not taking credit cards. But you're right. In this day and age, most are taking credit cards. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, when you're paying with a credit card, a couple percentage points are going to the credit card company. They're not going to that farmer's bottom line. So just by bringing cash, you can, you know, help that farmer out a little bit.
Should we bring extra arms? We need things to, I mean, you know what I mean? I get to the point where it's like.
You know what? This year for Christmas, my husband got me a shopping cart, like one of those little pull-behind shopping carts, because I usually have to take several trips back to the car with my shopping bag. So he said, all right, here's your big gift, honey, a shopping cart for the good. Farmer's market.
Well, sometimes you see the little red wagons being pulled around farmer's markets, too. That's a way to keep it
absolutely.
Going.
Absolutely. And they maybe are a little more stylish.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate your time. And I guess one other thing is, you can sometimes get the samples. You get taste. You kind of get, as you mentioned, also being able to get inspired by some of the growers that are there, too.
Absolutely. I think people love to go for the samples. And, you know, it really helps you get an idea of just how fresh and delicious some of this produce is when you taste those samples. And you're right. I think that does give you inspiration.
If people want to find out more about some of the tips, where's a good place to get some details today? Do you have any?
Well, look for Eating Well magazine and go to eatingwell.com.
And I guess you like the color purple, right? At the beginning of this, I could tell us that there was an interest in the color purple for all of the vegetables and fruits.
Well, you're totally right. I love the color purple. But, you know, I think there's so many different varieties of vegetables these days in all these colors that you don't normally see them in a grocery store. Right. And purple is one of those.
Yes, I've learned.
And I'm standing here with a whole bunch of produce. and there are beautiful purple Brussels sprouts right in front of me.
Wow. I'm still trying to get some people to eat the green ones, so purple might... Maybe I'll just tell them, hey, it's a special, you know, magical unicorn Brussels sprout. We'll see.
Exactly.
We should try that with my daughter.
Jesse, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us.
Thank you.
EatingWell.com is a good place to check out some more information about that. Jesse Price, editor-in-chief of Eating Well. I was amazed at all the potatoes that are available.
Yeah.
You know, we've... All the different sizes. You like good potatoes and varieties. There's like a rainbow of potatoes.